This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, anyone who trusts in Him has the Holy Spirit living in him. His presence brings into action a new law, the law of the Spirit of life, Romans 8:2. This law does what all the other laws mentioned in chapter 7 couldn't do. The law of God could not change or empower you to live according to its values and statutes. All it could do was expose your shortcomings. It brought guilt and condemnation. The law of sin is nothing other than the relentless expression of our evil nature, and the law of the mind is only good to a point. It expresses the mind's acknowledgement and futile determination to consistently do what you know is right in order to honor and obey Christ. Listen to the powerful potential found in the law of the Spirit of life in Romans 8, 2-4. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature but according to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is available to empower you to live out the righteous requirements of the law. The choice is yours as a believer. To live in accordance with the Spirit, you need to set your mind on and ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to do what He desires. When you do this, you will experience spiritual life and peace. Romans 8, 5-6.